Introducing Paddy Power's Beat the Drop. We're giving every customer 30 days free entry and a grand up front. It's up to you to keep it. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly. Play now at beatthedrop.paddypower.com.
Hello and welcome to this Monday Postcast. I'm Maddie Plough, joined in the studio by Nick Watts. We've got Tom Siegel back after holiday and Tom Nugent from Paddy Power joining us as well. First off, Tom Siegel, how was the holiday? Where did you go?
Lovely. Went to Devon. Didn't watch a horse race, Maddie. I saw Cracksman on the news, but I didn't watch a horse race, so it was nice to get away for 2 weeks, but I'm back in the swing now. I'm really looking forward to the jumps. It started well, hasn't it? I was a bit disappointed with horses on Saturday and the weekend and Sunday, but we'll get into that later. But yeah, really looking forward to it. Love the jumps.
Yeah, we will indeed. Hope you're feeling refreshed. You'll definitely have your work cut out if you're to emulate what happened on Friday. Give this a listen.
Yeah, I have a really interesting one here. You might think I'm a bit mad, but I'm going for the Chelmsford 5 o'clock novice race. There's a horse here called Battle of Waterloo. Luke Morris is up. I think they could drop him out and he could be a big prize, Bruce, coming up. And hopefully that'll be my nap for today.
Wow, I love that. I absolutely love that, James. Well played. Battle of Waterloo in the 5 o'clock at Chelmsford. DJ, what's your nap?
I was going to nap Ramses to Tele, but I thought James was going to go for that. But I've changed my mind and I'm going to go for War Sound in the 2:40 at Aintree.
Okay, and Jimmy Hill.
And I will go for If You Say Run in the 1:50 at Wincanton.
Doesn't get much better than that. Watsy, does it?
That's impressive stuff, I've got to say, especially picking out that one at Chelmsford. Looked at his back form, he didn't have much of it at all. So, but fair play to James, he must have seen something. 10 to 1,
yeah, I think. Yeah, 10 to 1 it went off, I think.
Yeah.
170-odd treble that was, Knapp's treble. Anyway, fair dues to the lads on Friday. Well done, that was sensational to pull that off. We'll get on with the weekend review now, though. First off, Wincanton present man, Watsy, won the Badger Ales for the second year in a row. Briny, it's kind of funny because she sort of announced her arrival on the stage in this race last year, and now this year she's saying, well, I'm not going anywhere. And the horse was brilliant again.
Oh, it's fantastic to watch, wasn't it? You know, there's no better sight in jumps racing than seeing horse and jockey out as one together. And, you know, they just pinged every fence. And I thought she gave him an absolutely superb ride. She just sat off the pace a little bit, you know, felt they were going, or the horse was going a bit quick in front, so just sat off him. And she was just brilliant on him. And the pair of them are absolutely dynamite. And, you know, it's a joy to watch when horses ping fences like that. So, you know, quite a lot of the time you see horses getting out of their rhythm and they make mistakes and it's not very nice to see. But so when a horse does ping every fence, give them air, jump them cleanly, just make strides all the time, it's just a great thing. It's a joy to behold to watch it. And, you know, she's fantastic. I watched her on the opening show on Saturday morning. She was a special guest on there. She's brilliant for racing. And, you know, not is she just, you know, very conversational and very chatty. She's also very good too. And she's got a really good racing brain, like I said. And that was a really top quality ride. So I hope we see much more of her this season. She's fantastic.
Now, what's he warned me beforehand? It won't be the Ladbrokes Trophy for present man next. Tom Nugent, but what price are you for the National?
Well, I actually have my, here's me all prepared, having my Ladbrokes Trophy prizes to hand, but for the
National... More of that later. We will get to the Ladbrokes Trophy.
For the National present man is somewhere...
33-1, that's what you say about every horse, isn't it, Tom?
We can go to Tom Siegel, present man. Were you impressed?
Look, he was good. I fully agree with what Watsy said. She was sensational. I think, you know, steady on there, Watsy. You know, she's good at all that, but she's, you know, she's still a £3 claimer. I do agree with you about her being exceptionally good for racing, though. I think she's a breath of fresh air. I thought she was as Watsy said, she was really good. As far as the National goes, she's got no chance, is it, present man?
Nice and succinct there, but we'll get the price anyway if you've got it.
So little of a chance, it's not even in the market. The old control F never lies.
Right, there we go. Verdana Blue won the Elite Hurdle. She was super impressive. I think she returned by actually winning on the flat. She's got bags of speed. Great race that was with If the Cap Fits and We Have a Dream and the likes of those in there as well. What's the immediate reaction from you? Champion Hurdle, yes or no?
Still got a fair way to go, looking at the ratings. She's still got a bit of improving to do. I was disappointed a couple of things in the race. Radician, I thought, would have been suited by Wincanton. He was very much a speed horse last season, won 3 times at Kempton. He ran well on his comeback at Cheltenham, which arguably may not be his track. I thought this would be, but he ran he just didn't show any zip, really, to be honest. And he looks like he might even want a longer trip, which is not something I thought I'd say about him, you know, after seeing those wins at Kempton last season. We have a dream, possibly needed the race, but again, slightly disappointed he capitulated at the end. I mean, his next run will tell us more, but, you know, I was hoping he might make the step up, although it's difficult for five-year-olds, I accept that. Verdana Blue, they got, you know, big hopes for her, haven't they? She's still in the Greatwood, so she might still go on Sunday. And Champion Hurdle, they talked about next year, and even the Melbourne Cup.
Melbourne Cup as well.
Yeah, she ran once on the flat at Chelmsford and won that comfortably. But, she is the kind of mare. She's got a turn of foot, so she's one of those who could run on the flat and win a decent staying flat handicap. So I can see where they're coming from. Champion Hurdle probably still needs to improve a bit, but, you know, she is improving, so who knows?
Yeah, and Tom, if the cap fits, you were keen on him for the Champion Hurdle beforehand, weren't you? Sort of on that train or not?
It was a bit disappointing, really. I just thought he was an interesting horse going forward. I don't think there's many two-mile hurdles around Maddie, if truth be told. I mean, we've seen Bouvardaire come out of the novice ranks and win it, and we saw Mellon nearly win it last year coming out of the Supreme Novice Hurdle. So I don't think there's that many around. I think Verdana Blue is a player on good ground. I really do. I think she travels so well. I think the mare's allowance is a massive bonus. It's ridiculous that they get any weight at all, I think, and they're getting £7. That time and time again, we see how good they are in the Champion Hurdle. Annie Power would have won three if she'd run in three. She only ran in one. She ran in wrong race twice, but she would have won three. I think she's a massive player. I don't think there's that many good two-mile hurdlers around. And on Wincanton on Saturday, she was really impressive. If the cap fits, he'd had a long time off, hadn't he? He'd been off since Boxing Day last year.
I thought his jumping was pretty rusty, wasn't it?
Yeah, he took a bit of time to warm to it, didn't he? And he took, you know, I think he's a good horse. I was a little bit disappointed, but then he was up against a race-fit horse on ground that he probably would have wanted a bit softer ground. So he didn't. Look, he beat We Have a Dream, didn't he? Easily, and he just bumped into a really good mare. So I'm certainly not ruling him out of being a Champion Hurdle horse, but on that performance, he's got to step up a long way, hasn't he?
Yeah, We Have a Dream. I think they're talking about stepping him up in trip now. He needs softer ground. Tom Nugent, I'm going to be a right pain for you today, but Verdana Blue, Champion Hurdle price?
Champion Hurdle 25-1 first show. Mare's Hurdle, Verdana Blue 6/8 and 7/2 at the top of the Greatwood as well. Doesn't have a Melbourne Cup quote at the moment.
Absolutely fabulous.
Sorry, I was on the ball there. That was shit hot in comparison to my first stint there.
That was a good
effort. Give me a break.
Well,
yeah.
Right, anyway, we've got so much to get through. We better carry on through. Elegant Escape beat Thomas Patrick yesterday at Sandown. He's the new Ladbrokes Trophy favourite. What price is he now, Tom Nugent?
Yeah, 8/1 favourite from 9's Elegant Escape. Terra 4 got a quote as well, out to 12/1 from 8's, and Thomas Patrick 12's from 16's for the Ladbrokes Trophy.
I'm a big Thomas Patrick fan. I think he's a great horse to watch. What's the Ladbrokes Trophy fancy at this stage?
Well, I'm surprised Terrafort's still in the betting, actually, after yesterday. Jumping fell apart in the second circuit and walked home. If he can come back to Newbury in a few weeks and win.
I think they said he was sore behind.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd be surprised if he even ran, to be honest. I thought there was a lot to take from the top two. Thomas Patrick ran a cracker. Elegant Escape. He's a funny horse, Elegant Escape. He obviously stays really well, and I just had a look at his breeding before he came on. He's by Dubai Destination. You wouldn't believe it, would you? But the way he runs, he's obviously a thorough stayer. I thought he might have won with a bit more in the tank, actually, than first appeared. And a lot of people are going on about the £4 penalty. You know, does it rule him out of the Ladbrokes Trophy? No, of course it doesn't. I think he would have needed that yesterday. I'm sure they've left a bit to work on. He's won at the track before. He won the Grade 2 Novice at the meeting last season. So he obviously brings, you know, quite a bit of class to the event. And they've likened him to Native River already. Of course, their winner from a few seasons ago. So he's the right favourite, I think. And he's a huge player. I think he'll confirm the form. Yeah. I think he'll confirm the form at Newbury.
Okay. And Tom Siegel, a Ladbrokes Trophy fancy from you?
Well, I did this in the paper in the week, Maddie, and Elegant Escape was my selection. And I think, like what's he said, I think when you watch these jump races, we'll talk about Footpad and Terrafort later, I would imagine, but if you get out of a rhythm, it's really hard to win races, isn't it? Your jumping falls apart, you get injured, things happen. So I would imagine, we all know Elegant Escape can jump. We've seen him jump well in the racing post in the RSA last year. So I think the fact that he didn't jump so well, but still beat Thomas Patrick so comprehensively, is a massive feather in his cap. And I think he's a really, really massive player in that race going forward. We saw Cloudy, not Cloudy Dream. What's the horse called? Cloudy Bay. Oliver Sherwood's national winner. I'm going.
Many Clouds.
Many Clouds. I got. What's it called? The Alzheimer's. I can't remember anything these days. Anyway, he won with a penalty, didn't he? That a couple of years ago, he'd won at Carlisle and went on to win. So I'm a massive fan of Elegant Escape. I think he's a strong star. I think he's got everything right. And if he was to jump better, and we've seen he can jump a lot better than he did on Saturday, he'll Thomas Patrick will never beat him again, surely.
Mm. He's won at Newbury before, and I know the quotes beforehand were very... I think Tizard often leaves quite a lot to work on. He was very cold on him. Before we move on, a Ladbrokes Trophy fancy from you, other Tom?
Very interesting update over the weekend. I saw Anthony Honeyball interviewed to say Miss Parfois goes straight there.
There
I think, and she is, I'd say she's probably my favourite jumps horses in training in the UK.
And one of
I think
mine
she's
as
an
well.
She's an absolute dinger, and she never runs a bad race, and I think 16 to 1.
Dinger. Well, it's
very
home.
Very good. Tom.
Oh, is
very,
it? Very is it? Good. Is that yeah, Irish yeah, for yeah. very good?
Sure, you can use whatever phrase you want, really, but Miss Parfois for me each way at 16 to 1 in the Ladbroke.
Brilliant, love that. I'd love it if she could win it. Right, a whole host of names that we've not yet mentioned. I'm going to just read them all out, and whoever you're most impressed by, we can talk about. But Footpad, he obviously fell at the last, fell unseated, whatever. Very, very nasty fall. St. Calvados was the winner there in Ireland. Ballyosheen, and again in the Champion Chase market, put up a really nice performance. We had Kalashnikov, the Arkle favourite, making his debut. La Bagawar won over Fences. Holstone won over the weekend. Bagscrew and Apples Jade as well. If we just stick with the Champion Chase market for now, Tom Nugent, Footpad, what did you make of that?
So he picked up an overage. I don't know if anybody saw on Twitter, Pat Healy is one of the big racing photographers in Ireland, and there was a great photograph going around. If you remember, he made a very, very bad mistake at the third last, and Pat got a great photograph of that and put it up on Twitter. He's literally heading for the middle of it and manages to get over it somehow, but picked up, I'm not sure if it's then or before or whenever, but did pick up quite a bad overreach, which is basically, for people who don't know, it's just basically when their horse's legs bang into each other and they get quite a nasty cut. They can vary in severity. They can be very, very bad, but they can be relatively grand as well. They could come right fairly soon. Only time will tell. He was reported to be quite sore when he jogged up in the yard afterwards. As far as the Champion Chase goes, Altior is the 11-8 favourite. Footpad 5-1 now second favourite. Min 16s alongside Great Field and St. Calvados 25-1 and bigger the rest.
Tom Siegel, what do you make of the Champion Chase market now, and would you be ruling out Footpad on that effort? I mean, he obviously didn't produce his best, but what did you make of it?
It's horrendous from start to finish, I thought. I thought whether he overreached, where he overreached, I don't know. He was out of his rhythm from the very first moment, I thought, and I don't know why. I don't know why, because they went much faster in the Arkle last year, and he did make that one bad mistake there as well, but it was just horrible. He just didn't look to be in love with the game at all. Now, my feeling is that they'll find probably something else wrong with him, bar an overreach, but I didn't like it. I didn't like it one bit. He'd be off my radar totally for this season for the moment. I'd have to show a lot more than he did there. I mean, he was jumping was horrendous. It's a funny thing about him and Terrafour, weren't they? Is that last year, if you'd have said 6 months ago, you could say they'd get beaten through fitness. The one thing you wouldn't say about either horse is that they jump so badly, and both of them put in jump. You know, look, they jumped like they had diving boots on. They weren't dingers, put it like that. There was nothing dinging about either of them, I didn't think. And so I'd be against him. I liked Ballyosheen.
Yeah.
I think he's a really, really good horse, him. I've been a big fan of his for many years. I think they've really got to grips with him now. I think they were playing under the radar with him yesterday. I think he's a Champion Chase horse. I think of all the two-milers I saw have run so far this year, he'd be my favourite. Obviously, Altior's a totally different kettle of fish. And whether he could get anywhere near him, I don't know. But I thought he was really impressive yesterday. He went off like really fast, winged every fence, sort of won with loads in hand. There weren't bad horses behind him. Ordinary World's running some good races, and he was giving a lot of weight to Listen Dear. So he'd be my one. I liked him best from the weekend. Okay. Ballyosheen.
Okay, and what's he just moving on? You were desperate to talk about Kalashnikov beforehand. Arkle favourite.
Yeah, not desperate, but I there was a bit of negativity about his display afterwards, but I thought he actually did very well. I was quite impressed with him. I don't think Warwick's an easy track for a novice to jump around. The fences come thick and fast down the back, and as Tom has said, and it's so true, that if you get out of your rhythm anywhere, then it's hard to get it back, but that's particularly the case at Warwick. You miss one, you can easily miss two, three, four down that back straight. So it's quite a bold decision by Amy Murphy to send him there for his first run over fences, but I thought he emerged with real credit. I mean, he wasn't foot perfect at every fence, but he's a novice. It's his first go, so he's probably not going to be. So I thought there was loads to take from that. Following on from what Tom said, the Balayashin thing, it's interesting that they had McManus had great field in that race on Sunday as well. They decided to go with Balayashin, and he won very, very nicely. And the footpad thing, he made almost an identical error at Cheltenham, and he got away with it in the Arkle. That he made at, I think it was the third fence here, where apparently he sustained the overreach. Although we think of him as a great jumper, he has it in him to you know, make some mistakes from time to time, and obviously that cost him on Sunday. But I think Tom's right. There's, you know, I think you couldn't support him for anything after this with real confidence until you see the real horse back. So again, he's on the kind of swerve list for me for the moment. Although Mullins did say he's not going to be out for long. So make of that what you will.
Soon. Yeah, okay. So just quickly before we take a break, I mentioned some of those other names. Tom, who do you want to talk about? I mean, we had La Bagawa. She was really impressive at Newbury, I thought. Holstone, again, pretty good at Aintree. Bags Groove, good jumping performance from him. And Apples Jade reappearing yesterday as well.
Yeah, I liked Apples Jade yesterday, Maddie. Really disappointing last back end, I thought, twice. But I think Gordon sort of had some excuses for her. Both times, I thought she was really enthusiastic. Normally, she needs a run. Normally, she's nowhere near as good first time up, and she gets better as the season goes on. But obviously, it wasn't a brilliant race, but it did have Jeski in it. Obviously, it was blighted by the terrible accident that happened to Identity Thief. Mm. But it was a pretty good race. Coney Island was in there, and it was a proper good race. And I thought she was as good as I'd seen her at any stage last year. If she improves on that, you know, she's a serious candidate for any race she runs in.
Mm. What price is she for the Mayor's Hurdle, Tom Nugent?
Give us a second. Jeez, no chance at all.
I thought, you know, Tom, you mentioned Coney Island there. I thought he was sort of high and dry a long way out, but he stuck on quite eye-catchingly, I thought. Maybe there is still races to be won with him.
Yeah, definitely. I had a few quid on him yesterday because I thought Apples Jade might need the run, and he was a massive price. And funnily enough, he did start shorter price than Jeski, so obviously they were expecting quite a good run. Yeah, he did stay on quite well. He probably needs a bit further than 2.5 miles now. 3 miles, but his jumping's the issue, Maddie. He's got to sort out his jumping. His jumping went to pot after. Well, his jumping went to pot at Ascot when he won, and then afterwards it was even worse. So it's whether he can get his jumping back. You just don't win those big races if you can't jump, you know, fluently and keeping your rhythm and keep your composure when you're jumping. And he seems to lose the plot a bit when he gets in and around horses. So, yeah, I love him. I think he's all the ability in the world. I'd like to see him in a chase before backing him, though.
Okay. Tom Nugent.
Apples Jade is the 3-1 joint favourite now for the Mayor's Hurdle alongside Benny Did You. Lorena's next in there at 5-1 alongside Limony, and it's 9-1 and bigger the rest.
Thank you. Very good indeed. Tom, now we're going to preview Cheltenham's November meeting just after this.
Introducing Paddy Power's Beat the Drop. We're giving every customer 30 days free entry and a grand up front. It's up to you to keep it. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly. Play now at beatthedrop.paddypower.com.
Welcome back to this Monday postcast. As promised, we're going to preview Friday at Cheltenham. Plenty of water to go under the bridge between then and now, Watsy, but we've got some really good entries. Modus, Thaneval, supposed to run in the 150. Then we've got the Steel Plate and Sections, Novices Chase, always a good novice. Ping Shoe, Mr. Whipped, When You're Ready, Freddie, all in there. And Tiger Roll, Grand National winners reappearing in the cross country as well. What's your highlight at this stage? What are you most looking forward to?
God, there's a few, really. One I'm quite like in the 150 is called A Hair Breath, trained by Ben Pauling. I think he might be quite interesting. He's a 10-year-old now, so there's no time to waste with him. They've got to tee him up for races like this because obviously he's not a spring chicken anymore. But he is lightly raced. He does normally come to this meeting, actually. I think he ran fourth in the Greatwood a couple of years ago. He's a really talented horse and he goes very well fresh as well. And he has won a chase a couple of seasons ago at Bangor. So he has had previous chasing experience, although not that much in the context of the race. So he'd be very much one I'm looking forward to. One you didn't mention in Novice Chase, who I think is very interesting, is Count Merribel, who won at Carlisle recently, Nigel Twiston Davis horse. He was really, really hot in the first part of last season and ran a really good race behind Kilbrickenstorm. I think at the December meeting at Cheltenham, giving him a little bit of weight as well. That's one that's obviously worked out really well. And he looked as though he'd taken to chasing nicely when he won at Carlisle, so he'd be interesting. And Tiger Roll, I mean, what can you say about him? If he's by far the best horse in that race, and I think the ground will suit him because I don't think there's any rain forecast between now and the weekend for Cheltenham, so it's going to suit the good ground horses, which is what he loves. He's obviously brilliant at those kind of obviously, you know, national fences, cross-country fences. He really seems to come alive. And he could just be a class above these kind of horses, even though, you know, there's a Josie's Orders in there, there's a Northern Yet. You know, it's good old, you know, cross-country horses, but none of them quite have the ability of Tiger Roll. So if he's fit and ready to go first time out, then he could easily pick this race up.
Yeah, you meant, just to butt in there as well, you mentioned Kilbrick and Storm. He made a chasing debut at Foss yesterday as well. So that's another potential market mover for Cheltenham. Tom Siegel, what did you think of Modus's win at Cheltenham last time? I thought it was very cosy.
Oh, Maddie, you meanie. You knew I was walking on the beach when Modus was running. I haven't seen it yet, but my problem with Modus has always been his jumping. There was one time last year where I fancied him for the JLT, I think, because he jumped very well the time before, but his jumping once again went to a pot. You're right. I mean, looking at the comments there, it looks like he jumped much better. 2 miles around Cheltenham on good ground, I'd always be worried about his jumping, though.
Okay, and who are you looking forward to most for Friday?
Well, I like those novice races. I mean, just going back through the novice chase, I mean, over the years, it's been won by some tremendous horses. I mean, we had Finian's Oscar win it last year. We've had Grand Cru, Dynast, you know, Takanda Soy, more of that. You know, it's been always won by a very good horse. I think we'll see a very good race again. Looking forward to seeing Ping Shu.
So am I.
Definitely. But he's had 570 days off, so be slightly worried about. Another horse of Philip Hobbs is Jerry's Back, who won his three on the bounce, has been off for even longer. Philip Hobbs's horses are in tremendous form. I was really impressed with When You're Ready, Freddy at Ascot the other day. And I think at this stage of their careers, at this time, he might be the one. But, you know, as you said at the start, we'll wait to see what's running first before we get stuck in. But he would be my one at this stage, undoubtedly.
Excellent. We will do so. Tom Nugent, I'll go over to you to talk about Tiger Roll again. Often after, you know, horses have won the National, they tend to go off the boil a little bit, and understandably it's hard for them to find their form again. But he's still such a young horse, we forget. And, you know, could a National be well within his grasp again?
It's clearly not easy to do. Now, he's 20-1 favourite for the race in 2019 at the moment, but obviously that'll change an awful lot over the coming months. But he is 9-2 third favourite for the cross-country race on Friday. Worth bearing in mind, this used to be a conditions race, I think, but it's a handicap now, so there will be other horses getting weight off him. I thought, if you were to look away from some of the market principles, I thought Midnight Shot had a relatively interesting profile after a good win the last day. A few others that I fancied on the day just thought caught the eye. I think at the 150, I thought Shanahan's Turn was a very big price at 16-1. Well handicapped off a 1-3-6. Thought he ran very well in Chepstow the last day. In the novices chase, obviously there's a lot of big names in there, but a watching brief on Jenkins, who was high class last season, but then tailed off quite badly. Now only won a match race in Stratford the last day, but it'd be interesting to see how he turns out this year. It looked like something maybe was wrong with him towards the back end of last season, so hopefully they can get him right. And in the last race, obviously Dinnan's will top the market, but he's very interesting because I thought when he came to Cheltenham the last time, I just thought he'd be a summer horse that was hard fit and having a bit of an edge on some of those novices just coming out for the first time. But after his performance the last day, I think he's just a genuinely quite good horse, and it'll be very interesting to see how he runs. So plenty to look forward to on Friday.
Yeah, we'll definitely be interested to see how he goes. We'll move on to Saturday now. We've got a JCB Triumph Trial Juvenile Hurdle, the BetVictor.com Handicap Chase, the BetVictor Gold Cup Handicap Chase, the highlights. Then we've also got a Handicap Hurdle Listed Race and another Handicap Hurdle as well. Plenty of news. Thistlecrack won't run in the BetVictor Gold Cup. I think Frodon now is the top weight. So we'll start off with the big contest. Watsy, who's your eye on?
I'm sure he's going to divide opinion because he's one of these horses who had good back form in France and hasn't quite done it over here yet. But King Sox, it's worth saying he's got an entry on Friday, so we'll have to see where David Pike goes with him. But I can't imagine he won't go for the BetVictor Gold Cup on the Saturday. Good form with Footpad in France, and he came over here and I think he's had three runs for Pipe, and the second of those he finished a really good, I think, fifth behind the Storyteller in the Plate at Cheltenham, and for one with relatively little experience, it didn't show. He was up there all the way and had every chance, just didn't quite get home, and that was really eye-catching. Of course, I weighed into him at Aintree when he ran afterwards, and he ran like a drain. He was terrible. He was pulled up. So he's one of these horses that, you know, because of that back form against really nice horses, he's been talked about quite a lot. He hasn't quite done it, but I think on that Storyteller run, I think he's very interesting. This is the time where he's got to do it, otherwise he's going to go down as disappointing. But, you know, David Pike went very close in this race last year with Star Architect, and of course would have won the December chase there, but for breaking down. So he hasn't won it for a little while now. Of course, his dad used to farm this race, but I think this horse is genuinely interesting. Can't give him any more chances, but I'm going to give him a chance on this occasion.
Okay. Tom, I'm really interested in Mr. Whittaker. He's quite a boring selection, but I love the story. And there was a piece in the paper recently, Mick Shannon sort of said, every box is ticked apart from his trainer's never won a Betvictor Gold Cup, which I thought was really funny.
He called it a Mackeson, though, because he's
He did call it a Mackeson.
Scored the winner in a cup final either, so nor is he actually, but he's never won a cup final
anyway. That's true. So who's your selection for the Betvictor?
Well, I love Mr. Whittaker. I think he's really good. I was the only thing is he keeps going up in the weights for winning. I think he might need a bit further this season. That's what I think. I think every time he runs in a race, he hits the line really hard.
He travels well, though.
He does. He's definitely got to be in there. A couple down the bottom, old friends of mine, really. West Approach for Colin Tizard, who ran in the 3 mile race and sort of went clear. He was really too keen, wasn't he, in the 3 mile? But he would have needed that run. All Colin Tizard's halves would have needed that run. I think he might run well. He's got really seriously classy back form. West Approach as a hurdler. Jumped really well for Richard Johnson that day. I think he'd go well. And a bit like Modus, I do think that Move with the Times is an interesting horse.
He's a dodgy one, isn't he?
He is, but dodgy ones at big prices we don't mind, do we, Maddie? We can always throw a few quid at dodgy ones at big. Dodgy ones at small prices are the ones we want to avoid.
True.
If he's 16, 20 to 1 or whatever he is, he's definitely classy enough to play a part if he got everything together. I mean, at this stage last year, he was running in the novice chase we were talking about and giving Finian's Oscar a good old race and thrashing Kustar Sevola was well behind. So he's seriously classy. We all know that. He was second in a Betfair hurdle, wasn't he, to Bally Andy, who runs again. He's another one that you can't throw out. But yep. I think those sort of horses down the bottom there that they might just have a little bit in the hand from the handicap, whereas your Mr. Whittakers of this world, very, very solid indeed, but he's up in the weights and he keeps winning and he keeps doing it. But will he be able to give £12 or nearly a stone to those ones, those classy ones down the bottom? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think he'd want quite soft ground as well. So if there's not much rain about, like what's he said, then maybe that's a bit of a negative for Mr. Whittaker. But I think potentially he could progress into a top-class horse.
Definitely.
And further as well. I mean, I said the other day, I think Gold Cup maybe, and someone thought it was absolutely bonkers, which, in fair play,
I wish he'd run in the Ladbrokes. I thought they should have gone for the Ladbrokes Trophy, Maddie. I thought that was his race. I thought they should give him a crack in that. Yeah, and see what he ran there, because I think the progression, the improvement he might have might be going out in trip.
Yeah, anyway, that's all open for debate. Tom Nugent, only one Irish horse entered at this stage, I think.
Yeah, Black Scorpion. Good run in the Munster National the last time and is definitely not out of the picture, I wouldn't say. Haven't really unpicked the race myself, but I would chime in on the Mr. Whittaker argument. I think the market does have it right with Rather Be as the favourite. Rather Be gave Mr. Whittaker £6 to £6 to Mr. Whittaker at the festival last season when beaten by a head. And will probably get somewhere around £4, I think it is, in this race. So I think the market does have it right, but I haven't quite nailed my colours to the mast just yet.
He's a wise fox, Tom Nugent. Any other highlights from the Saturday? What are you looking forward to apart from the big race?
Well, I'm actually looking forward to going, because I haven't been racing for an awful long time now, so it'd be good to get out on the track and experience, you know, a great day's racing. I've got to confess, I haven't seen any entries apart from the ones that came through for the Betvictor Gold Cup. So no selections from me, but looking forward to a great day.
Before we move on, I do want to give a moment to your jumper today. I don't know if Tom Nugent or Tom Siegel's noticed this, but it's pretty spectacular.
What is it?
It's not that spectacular. My sister-in-law went to Peru in the summer and she brought me back a nice jumper, which she said is made of alpaca wool or something like that and would be very warm in the winter. We've got into November now, so I thought I'd give it an airing. I don't think it's that amazing,
really.
It's jazzy. Well, it's Peruvians make great sweaters, apparently, so I'll go along with that, and I'm happy to. I'm very warm anyway, so that's good.
Peruvians make great sweaters.
Apparently so. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a well-known fact.
Tom, ask your wife for one for Christmas.
I will. I've put one of those pods down in the air, one of those eco pods. That's what I've. Yeah, damn right, I have.
And get it a caddy for you.
No. Boom.
Oh, dear. Right, before this escalates, we're going to go for a break and we'll be back to discuss Sunday.
Introducing Paddy Power's Beat the Drop. We're giving every customer 30 days free entry and a grand up front. It's up to you to keep it. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly. Play now at beatthedrop.paddypower.com.
Sunday's action. Watsy, we've got the Racing Post Arkle trial. We've got Defi Desoy, interesting, lost his way, of course, but hopefully he can be back to his best this season. Layla, Clayman, Taken Forgan, plenty of exciting novices. Who would your eye be drawn to?
I'd love to see Layla do well over fences for Kaylee Willicott. For obvious reasons, I think Clayman, it's a good race. Clayman, Taken Forgan, again, very interesting novice. And Defi Desoy is one of those. We talked about We Have a Dream earlier and how he might find it tough this season. Defi Desoy carried all before him as a, you know, as a juvenile hurdler, and then you know, just went missing last season, didn't he? Couldn't get it.
Philip Hobbs
couldn't get him right. The Hobbs stable completely out of form. Much more interesting coming back this season, obviously, with the Hobbs team in absolutely cracking form. So it's a great race. I think with novice chasers like this, with Defi Desoy, the likes of Layla, trainers will just want to clear around more than anything. I think the win is secondary. If you can get a win, it's great. But if you can get a positive experience into them, especially around Cheltenham's fences, if they finish a good second or a good third, it gives you something to build on for the rest of the season. So, you know, if they all take part, it would be a cracker. Probably preference for Clayman Taken Forgan over the other two. But, you know, let's just hope they all get there, get round, and then we've got something to look at for the future.
Yeah, I think Layla is the most gorgeous horse, and I'm really excited to see him. Tom Siegel, novice chase, that's your bag.
Yeah, I love that race. Great race, isn't it? All about potential. Can't wait to see it. I think, as Botsy's quite rightly pointed out, they're all in there. They could all be anything. They'll all want. Well, the thing about them is you can get so much information, even just through watching the race, without them winning, without them, you know.
Yeah.
Just seeing them jump, just, you know, like Kilbrickenstorm on. We talked about him earlier, Maddie. I thought he jumped really, really well. The other day, he only just scraped home. He won by a short head against a horse that he's £40 better than. But I thought he jumped really well, and I thought it was really positive for the future. And yeah. I think this is exactly what we'll get out of this race. I mean, there's, as you say, I like Layla, I love Defi Desoy, Clayman. They're all shown top class form. Ping Shoe's won a Grade One, hasn't he? And Jenkins is in there. It's a great race to look forward to. But it may not necessarily be a race to bet on this time. But it will give us so much more information for all the big races going forward.
Yep, moving on to the Schler Chase. Altior is not going to be running. No Fox Norton, who's won it for the last 2 years either. Looking to be a slightly below par contest, Nick?
Yeah, it could be, couldn't it? I thought So Royal was going to be in this race, but obviously it's been reopened, so we wait and see the declarations. I think Simply Ned is the one we know that's going to take part, and great old warrior that he is. You know, if he can have his day in the sun, fantastic, but it possibly wouldn't mean much going forward. But yeah, so it might not be a great race. Hopefully So Royal will turn up, but we'll just have to wait and see on the decks.
Yeah, Tom, taking Altior out of the equation, who do you think's Britain's champion chase over? I mean, God's Own, he won the Holden Gold Cup, but he's getting on a bit now, isn't he?
No, it's hard, really. It's hard to really think of one, bar the obvious. I mean, I suppose now people will be talking about St. Calvados, won't they, after his win in the Fortria at the weekend. Personally, I think Cheltenham, good ground, is not really his bag. I think he'll clean up in those sort of soft ground races. I think he's very good under those circumstances. Whether he's a champion chaser, I don't know. As I say, the one I liked, he's not English, but he's Bally O'Sheen, and I would like to see him, you know, if they reopen this race and he'd come out of that race at the weekend, all right. I wondered whether they might throw him in here because it'll be his ground. He likes good ground, and he wouldn't want soft ground, get, you know, as the season wears on. So I don't know. We'll have a look. We'll have a look what the decks say. But at this moment, I think it's hard to see past Altior, isn't it, in any shape or form?
Yeah, Watsy, we were discussing beforehand, Politolog due to go up in trip this season, but you wouldn't blame Paul Nicholls for going off. Do you know what? It's not a great race. We'll chuck him in and see how he gets on, would you?
No, not at all. And the other one who could be quite interesting, who didn't run On Sunday, but was entered into the race as the horse I mentioned earlier, Great Field, who is in the same ownership as Ballet Machine, which is presumably why they wanted to keep them apart. But he's a real trailblazing front runner, but very, very, very talented as well. And he only managed one start last season, so he's a bit fragile, but he still beat Dr. Phoenix then, you know, I think giving weight as well. So it's really good performance. And I hope they get a full season into him because he's another really exciting one too. Whether he runs on Sunday or not, who knows? But yeah, he's another name to throw into the mix.
Yeah, Tom Nugent, I'll go over to you now. And can we get some Great Wood Handicap hurdle betting?
You can indeed. Verdana Blue is a 7-2 favourite. Western Rider 8-1 next in alongside Silver Streak and Nube Negra. 10-1 Mr. Antolini and Charlie Parks 12-1 and bigger the rest.
Tom Nugent, we'll let you get your word in edgeways here. Who's your fancy for the Great Wood?
Thought Global Citizen ran a grand race in Ascot in a listed hurdle there, and would be of the opinion that it still has a few pounds up its sleeve. I think it's officially handicapped 1.45 now or something. I thought 12-1 was more than fair.
Okay, bit of a sort of strange horse, wasn't he, Global Citizen? Because he looked like he was a world beater and then slightly... He's got a bit keen and his jumping isn't all that great, but hopefully he can turn it around and show us how good he is on Sunday. What's he, Verdana Blue? That would be great to see her backing up again, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be, and she might do. I think the ground's going to be in her favour. Like I said, there's not going to be any appreciable rain. If you're asking me for a tip, this is kind of assuming that she doesn't go. Maybe, you know, it does come too quickly for her, but if she wasn't in the race, Nicky Henson's got another one, Charlie Parks, and...
Oh, we have your spiel every week about how you're forgiving, but Christ, that's very forgiving, isn't it?
Charlie, what's that sprinter that you always bang on about? What's
Ryan's Bow.
Ryan's
Bow.
He's the Orion's Bow of the jump season.
No, come on, he didn't do badly as a juvenile herder. No, he missed out last season, but he still ran a few fair races. He was second in the Jerry Field on his first start. His fourth in the Scottish Champion Hurdle on his final start showed much more. He really, really wants decent ground. So midwinter, you know, when it's wet and horrible, doesn't suit him at all. Nicky Henson always talks about him. Even now, reading his stable tour today, talks about him like he's a very, very good horse. And unless he is a complete like morning glory on the gallops and does it at home, doesn't do it on the track, which is possible. But, you know, if Nicky Henson still now is keeping faith with him and saying what a great horse he is, then I think off 1.45 with conditions to suit, I think he'd have a chance. Yeah, I'm being forgiving, but, you know, Henderson said this for three years now. So, you know, and he doesn't often get things wrong, does he? So...
Tom Siegel, is he hypnotised?
Stop laughing at me anyway.
Is he hypnotised?
You obviously don't believe me.
Is he hypnotised by Henderson, or do you agree?
Oh, gee. What's he? I don't know. What I don't know.
It's the Peruvian sweater. It's made me go all silly, maybe.
Look, like we said earlier, like my move with the times, which everyone poo-pooed as well. When you're backing horses like Charlie Parks, you can back them at 20-1. That's what he is. So I'm never going to say to anyone, oh, what a stupid thing, you're back in a 20-1 shot. It's 20-1. You don't get many winners like that. You know, it's hard to find 20-1 winners. So, yes, I totally understand where you're coming from. He could easily bounce back. He's clearly got class. We saw that on all his starts. I mean, he travels very well. I personally think that if Verdana Blue wins, she wins by miles. She's miles, miles better than her opposition. At the moment, she presumes she picks up a penalty for the elite hurdle. But at the moment, she's same weights of Mohair. She's given a pound to Charlie Parks and given a pound to Silver Streak. I think she's miles better than them. I think she is champion hurdle class. And then she's due to get £6 from Old Guard at the moment. Obviously, the penalties will come in and I'm not sure how much she'll get for that. But, you know, I think she's miles better than these. And over the years, top weights have done well. And especially if the ground is good. I think she'd beat them all, but you know, obviously that depends on how she came out of the race at Wincanton. But she didn't look to have a very hard race, and you know, I can't see past her really if she turns up.
Menorah won it off top weight in 2010. Yeah. I think he might have been the last.
Yeah, well, I can. Legarda Victor won off 11.9. Brampore 11.4. You know, top weights have done well in this race, so it's not something that Kaiba Kim won it off 11.92. So, you know, it's not something I'd be worried about the weight.
Okay.
Would it be a bit much to back her up just so quickly? Like when you've got so much to come, do you need to gun her at this point of the year?
The only thing in Tom is she's not going to run. As soon as the ground goes soft, she won't be running. We're going to wait for the flat or wait for the champion hurdle. So she hasn't got that much to go for. Now, obviously, Christmas hurdle might be something that comes into them if Kempton doesn't normally get that desperate over Christmas. That might be a race they might target instead. But that's normally Bouverdet's race. So, you know, if it's impossible. I would think they'd think about it. I mean, they've left her in for starters, so they're obviously thinking about it.
Something that we're all going to be thinking about on Sunday is the Morgiana hurdle. Tom Nugent, you mentioned this race, and it's just spectacular who could turn up. We don't know yet, but Sam Crowe, Faheen, Mellon, Larina, another really exciting horse. Where do we start? Who are you most looking forward to seeing? Sam Crowe beaten last time, would you write him off?
You definitely wouldn't write him off. You definitely wouldn't write him off. I suppose the talking point for most people in Ireland will be to see how, if Faheen shows up, how he's come out of that procedure he had at the back end of last season. I think they removed a growth from the inside of his leg, so it'll be interesting.
Was that after his last win?
I think it was. They found... Oh, no, was it before or after? I'm not sure. It was the back end of last season, anyway. They found something that they said was like the size of a melon, which would be significant enough. Obviously, Sam Crowe got a lot of accumulators bust up and down Royal the last time, but I definitely wouldn't rule him out. Obviously, Jack Kennedy missed the ride, so it'll be interesting to see who picks up that spare, and plenty of others in there on the supporting card as well, Sharjah, Super Sunday, etc.
Yeah, did you know Davy Russell's never ridden Sam Crowe? Not once, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, Tom, I know you're a big Larina fan. Looking forward to the Champion Adelaide. If she runs here, do you think she can mix it against the really big boys at this top level?
Of course you can. You don't win champion in whatever race it is at Cheltenham. You don't win by however far she won by and not be top class. Of course she can mix it with the top. She gets £7 off the good ones here. She obviously has a massive chance. The only thing I'm slightly concerned about, and you'll probably all say I'm nuts, is I'm not totally convinced that Willie Mullins' horses are in the best form they've ever been in.
Well, then you'd count out half the field, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, he did have the winner of the Grade 2 novice at Navan yesterday, Aramon. That was a bit of a surprise, but a lot of horses have been beaten. Footpad was disappointing. I suppose Saldier was probably going to win, but I just don't think they're pinging like they were in, you know, halfway through the flat season. A lot of those flat horses... Stratum and Uradel and those ones ran really badly the other day at Naseford, and I just wonder whether they're slightly up. I don't know. It's speculation, but I'd be against them first time up. I think Sam Crowe will win myself. I wasn't as disappointed as everyone else suggested the other day. I think it's his race to lose. I think Larina, if she runs, is the massive danger.
What about Faheen?
I don't think he's got any chance over 2 miles these days, has he?
Okay, what's his nodding, were you?
Yeah, and I'd completely agree with that. I couldn't see Faheen being a danger. If he's beaten Sam Crowe, then you'd think they'd gone up the wrong path. I would say about Sam Crowe, I think this sounds a bit odd, but I think it was great that he got beaten first time out, because I think if he'd won comfortably, I think you would have seen opposition melt away to him and he would have had a load of easy races before
That's
Cheltenham.
True, yeah.
Now I think because he's shown slight vulnerability, I think you'll get many more horses willing to take him on. Hopefully Mullins throws a lot of them, Mellon, Larina, whatever else, Faheen, just chuck him in. And we'll get a much better idea of where we stand, and connections will do too, about where they go with Sam Crowe. If he got beaten again, I imagine they'd be having a complete rethink and maybe going over fences. I was still disappointed he got beaten last time. I know he's going to come on for the run, but I thought before the race that Sharjah would be the one to beat. He beat Sharjah but couldn't put Bedrock away. As nice a horse as Bedrock is, I don't know. I saw it as a negative myself, but we'll learn an awful lot more on Sunday. But let's just hope a few of them take him on and we get a really nice race.
Yes, we will. Right, horse for the tracker now. I'm going to kick us off with two, actually. I'm going to be greedy. There's a horse that won yesterday at Sandown called El Dorado Allen, and I really rated the second horse, Oliver Sherwood's horse, and he just absolutely breezed by him. He looked an absolute machine. I'll be gobsmacked if he doesn't win the Tolworth, and I think he's a lively outsider for whichever race he goes to at Cheltenham. And a bit of a fun one to throw in as well. I was really keen on Abolitionist when he won at Aintree for Dr. Richard Newland, who's an absolute genius. And if he's obviously a very fragile horse, but he's finished third in an Irish National before, if he can get to Aintree in one piece, I think he's about 40-50 to 1. I think he could go all right. Nick Watts.
Yeah, it's 1-1 Aintree on Saturday, trained by Evan Williams. I've got a feeling Evan's going to have a really big season this season. He's a very good trainer, and he's threatened to kind of really break through quite a lot. But it's one of his main patrons, the Ruckers, buy a really, really nice stamper horse, and they buy loads out of Irish points, very well bred, very expensive. Yeah. And they had one on Saturday called Coy de Nerf, who had won an Irish point, came from that field, came to Aintree on Saturday, won very nicely indeed. I think he cost a lot of money, just shy of 200,000 maybe. I think it's only a matter of time before one of these Rucker Evan Williams horses breaks through and really makes it to the top. Mm. And quite enough, made a very, very good impression on his debut and could go a long way.
Tom Siegel.
I'm going to nick 2-2, Maddie. Sandown yesterday, I love Springtown Lake. I think he's just a wonderful horse. I love his attitude. I love the way he battles. I love his jumping. I thought he did everything right off top weight yesterday. I'm pretty sure it'll be a graded horse. Horses that jump as well as he do and go out from the front, they're very hard to stop, I think. I think he's a horse to follow for your tracker. And at yesterday, Discorama. Discorama made a winning chase debut. He was a long way behind and came through to win, beating Burgas late on. He was second in the conditional races at Cheltenham, stayed on really strongly to be second to Blow by Blow. I think he's a really good chaser going forward. He's only five, and I think we haven't seen anything like the best of him yet. He did actually beat Blow by Blow in a maiden hurdle too. So Discorama for me, and the other one was Springtown Lake.
Okay, excellent. Tom Nugent.
Lovely winner of the bumper in Avon yesterday, Column of Fire. Now, he did win very impressively by 13 lengths in the end, but Column of Fire tells us two things. Not only is he a very, very nice horse in his own right, and Gordon Elliott mentioned afterwards that he might just get one more run in the bumper this year and then be put away to go novice hurdling next season, so stick him in the tracker long term, but he has also franked the form of Commander of Fleet from the Land Rover bumper of Punchestown at the end of last season. He was 8.5 lengths behind Commander Fleet in that race. So two very nice horses going forward, Commander Fleet and Column of Fire, who won yesterday.
I think you describe them as dingers, don't you?
Dingers, yeah.
Dingers.
They're absolute dingers.
Right. Yeah. I want some more dingers now, because it's time for the midweek nap.
This will not be beaten.
Again, I'll be cheeky and nip in there first. Lots of horses entered in a good novice hurdle at Exeter. It's at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. Time to move on and the likes. But Oliver Sherwood has a horse that I've had my eye on for a long time. He won a Toaster Bumper, I think, last time we saw him, Shaughnessy. I think he could develop into a nice staying chaser a long way down the line, but it'd be interesting to see how he gets on. Nick Watts.
Yeah, first race, Cheltenham Friday. Jonjo's got one in there called Sky Pirate, a five-year-old, so not very experienced. But I watched him run over fences at Carlisle last time, and he didn't look like a five-year-old because he jumped really, really well. And he finished, I think, beaten about a length by a horse called Looks Now Like Brian, who's franked the form since and won easily. And I think he's going in the Amateur Riders Handicap Chase, so Sky Pirate for me for Jonjo O'Neill.
Tom Siegel.
That's not fair. I was going for one in that race. You'll have to bear with me. Go to Tom first. We'll have a quill. I had one in that race, but we'll go for another race. So go to Tom first and I'll find another one.
Tom Nugent.
335 Dinans. He tops, probably will top the market, but Tinky's a very, very nice horse and one to very much look forward to heading into the springtime. So Dinans for me.
Okay, we'll give Tom a little bit more chance to catch up. But Dinans, what do you think of this whole, they got him started early. Do you really think that he can match it by the time the Supreme comes around?
So that was my opinion originally. It was if you look back at his form, he was a really frustrating bumper horse, and I'd say maybe what he was showing at home, couldn't get to convert on the track maybe, so they kept him going during the summer then, and he obviously went on a few raids to the likes of Perth and whatever, and you just think, okay, well maybe he's just a good summer horse. But then he went to Cheltenham the last day and absolutely pissed in by 12 lengths. And you think, oh my God, he's actually not, and he's better than average. And I think he could be a very, very nice horse going forward. Now, you won't see him in the depths of winter, maybe. But if he wins again this week, he'd be one to very much keep an eye on going to the festival in March when the ground comes good again.
Mm. I know this is out of the blue, but I've got a quick question.
We're buying Tom Siegel an awful lot of time. I get hung out to dry when I'm caught for time.
So come on, Tom,
get a finger out.
Right, Tom Nugent, do you know the latest on not you?
Oh, sorry.
On LeBake.
Do I know the latest on LeBake? I don't know anything about LeBake. No, I think he wasn't back. The last I heard a while ago, he was back in work, but I have no idea what the plan is with him, if he's still fit. I'm not sure. Don't know. Sorry. Not okay. Very well connected.
Tom Siegel.
Tom, can't we go head-to-head on this amateur riders race? Come on, give us your tip for it.
Yeah, both. We'll have both.
For good measure, Philip Hobbs, I thought, was going to run really well in that race. And the other one that I liked is another Philip Hobbs horse. I'm mad into Philip Hobbs at the moment because I think his horses are really well handicapped. Would be a race you like, Watsy, the Anne Duchess of Westminster Memorial Handicap Chase at Bangor.
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine there.
Yeah, one of your pals. I like Rolling Dylan. I see he's jocked up already. I think he was a good chaser last year. He bumped into Thomas Patrick on one start, Geordie Deschamps another, but he beat Fintam 18 lengths at Chepstow on soft ground. I think he goes well fresh. I think he'll run really well at Bangor on Wednesday, I think it is.
That should do us for today's podcast. Best of luck with whoever you're backing this week. If you enjoy these shows, make sure you rate, review and subscribe wherever you're listening to us from. Don't forget to listen to our weekly golf podcast every Wednesday and football tipping shows on Thursday. I'll be back on Friday to give a more detailed look at Cheltenham and the rest of the cards, so I'll see you then.
Introducing Paddy Power's Beat the Drop. We're giving every customer 30 days free entry and a grand up front. It's up to you to keep it. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly. Play now at beatthedrop.paddypower.com.